Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Markets, what can we say? Well, the S&P this past week, S&P 500 is, by the way, it finally hit a one-month high Thursday, and stocks are acting a little bit more resilient than they have over the last couple months. It's been painful. But while fundamentals have slightly improved, they haven't improved what I'm going to call materially. And while we certainly have enjoyed this rally, we again view it as an opportunity to, I'll call it, right-size the amount of volatility in your portfolio. And I'm going to say it, this might be a good time to lower the overall volatility, what we call the beta, the fluctuations, if you're just not comfortable with it. And as much as I'd like to say this, I don't think we've bottomed yet. So I'll just throw that out there. Dow Jones off for the week 0.9%, S&P 500 off 1.2%. Notice this, for the year, even with the little rally we just saw, the S&P is still off almost 14% year to date. So it's 13.8%. NASDAQ off 1% for the week, down over 23% year to date. Those are your technology stocks. So really, you know, if you're in tech, you've been feeling the pain. 10-year treasury at 2.94%. Bonds year to date down 9%. So you're saying, well, that's everything's down. Yep, except for one area, oil. Oil is up here today, 59.9%. I'm not going to say anymore. Moving on. What was it about this week? The jobs report. Clearly, the jobs report is what is driving a big part of the economy right now because the Fed's going to react to it. And let's face it, interest rates have really been the catalyst for the downside this year. So what happened this week? We had a couple important reports. First, Friday, we had the employment report. This is the federal. And what we saw there was that stocks didn't like it because Friday afternoon we saw what happened with the market. But Thursday was a different story. So let me kind of tear it apart and let you know what I see. Here's what's going on. One of the factors that's helped the rally recently has been the idea that the Fed hikes rates 50 basis points in June and then again in July. But here's the but. They're going to hit the pause button, potentially, on any further rate hikes. So think about this. If the Fed's not raising rates anymore, that's good for stocks because then companies earn more money and pay less in interest. That's what that's all about. That's what's happening right now. Just to kind of make it clear. I know it's not clear, but I'm helping you this morning. Okay, I'm trying. I've had my chaga, had my coffee, feeling great. Are you? If you're not, you got to come over to our cafe over here and have some coffee. Anyway, I digress. A tight labor market is in place right now. If you look on Craigslist, particularly in the hospitality section, you can see people are paying a lot of money, more money than they usually do to get people to go work for them. So the hospitality, the travel industry, all that's on fire right now. It's on fire. It's hot. And when you have that condition, it starts to create what's called a bubble. And you know, bubbles burst, right? So if that continues, if wage and prices continue to go higher because there's not enough people to fill the jobs, then that is increasing or flaming the flames of inflation, which then makes the Fed raise rates and get nervous. So what we had happen yesterday, Friday, when the unemployment number came out, let me try and help you with this, is there's three things that come out from them that we look at. First is the numbers of jobs that were added. The street was looking for 325,000. What we saw was 390,000. So, you know, that's too hot. That's like when, you know, the bears and Cinderella, she's eating the porridge and one's too hot. Well, that bowl is too hot. Okay. So the market doesn't like that. The Fed doesn't like that. It's too hot. Put it back. Not good for stocks. What about the unemployment rate? This is interesting. This is fascinating in my mind because the unemployment rate sits right now at 3.6%. This is very good. This is very low. Again, a lot of people are working. The street was looking for 3.5. So whenever you see things that are higher than what the street's looking for, think about Cinderella, think about the hot porridge, think about, ow, I can't eat that. My mouth's burned now and I can't taste for a couple hours, right? That's what that is. Very good. Okay. But there was an interesting little ray of light that came out in that report, which didn't crush the market yesterday. Because if it had, it would have been over. But it didn't. And this is wage growth. This is what people are paying for people to go to work. And the street was looking for 5.6% year over year, but it came in at 5.2. So we're talking 4/10 of a, I mean, it's not a lot, but it was lower. Got me? So that's the cool bowl of porridge. And yeah, okay, not too bad. So it wasn't such a bad day yesterday when the market was down, but that's the sort of thing we're seeing because the market, as I always say, the market is always figuring things out economically, which is then becoming the prices that you're seeing in bonds and stocks and things like that. That's what the market does. The economy is today or yesterday. It's not the future. And that's how you have to continually think about this stuff. All right. So don't get all excited. That's what it's about. Now, what does it mean? Well, it means that we had to look at something else this week when it came to labor, and we got it from ADP. You know, ADP is a big processor of data. They help a lot of employers manage their situation. ADP produces a report, and their May ADP employment report came in at 128,000. The street was looking for 240. Mm-hmm. So that was positive. And guess what? That's why stocks rallied on Thursday. That's why we had a pretty good day on Thursday. It was up, oil was up 1.3% just in the day. And that was just because of what was going on in the labor market. So that's what I'm saying. This is driving markets right now. This is where the action is. So pay attention to that. Commodities. I talked about oil earlier and how oil is the only sector that's up right now. And what do I think about the future of that? Well, commodities rallied big time on Thursday again. Why? Well, there was a combination of, you heard about President Biden going to talk to the Saudis, which he wasn't going to do, but now he's doing it and all that nonsense, whatever. So that helped because now they're going to give us more oil apparently or put more out in the world. We had the commodity ETF DBC rose 2.28%. Hit a 52-week high. That'll happen, boom, one day. So OPEC releasing more oil, 648,000 barrels per day in July and August is what they said. It's a lot, but it's not enough because you got 700 million barrels per day that's lost because of the Russia situation. And now China's coming back online, right? They're starting to open back up again. You think they're not thirsty? They're not going to want any of that oil? Sure they are. So that means we still got a problem. So I'm pleased with my Tesla right now when I'm driving by seeing $7 gas. What? Anyway, looking forward, I'm seeing that supply to slow down a little bit as long as there's not any material degradation in the Russian-Ukraine situation. So it's not a given. None of this is a given. It's just what's going on right now. And so bottom line, commodities remain attractive because geopolitical risk is still high. All right, moving on. Where should you be investing right now? What should you be doing? Great questions. Let me help you. The employment data I just reviewed for you. That's what's going on. That supports my foundation, my statement. I've been making it all year that I don't see a recession this year. I'm going to say it again because the labor numbers that I just received show me that we are not in the position to see this happen this year. Does it mean we could enter into it or start it? Yes, it does. And that's why the market is still a little bit uncertain because there's no sound of all clear right now. All right? Let me be clear about that. But I don't officially see the announcement of a recession in 22. What else? We are late cycle, clearly. This rally, this economic boom, when's it over? I wish I knew, but it's not tomorrow. Yeah, but it's late cycle. Okay, we're late in the cycle. Another thing I'd like to point out: stocks went up 6% from the May low. So even though the numbers I just gave you at the start were kind of dismal, up 6% just in May. What does that mean? It means you got to stay in it.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.